In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death, Amen. Pray the Holy Spirit as we prepare for Pentecost, which is the birthday of the Holy Catholic Church. Let's pray the Holy Spirit with a lot of fervor and faith as we say that classical prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit and they shall be created. And thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today I'd like to talk about Mass and speak about the greatest prayer in the whole world. And I'd like to give you an acronym so we can understand what is the basic purpose of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. And we give it by means of an acronym. You can see this here. See those letters? A, C, T, S. A, C, T, S. Okay, those four letters represent the four different ends or purposes of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Hopefully you'll be able to remember these. So let's start with A. A stands for adoration. The primary purpose of Holy Mass is to adore God. And we say that and we live that out, especially in the doxology, where the priest can sing, through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. In that doxology, when the priest is elevating the paten, elevating the chalice, elevating the body and the blood and the soul and divinity of Jesus Christ with those words from the doxology, what that really means is this: the end of the Mass. We are praising God the Father through the offering of God the Son, and finally through the power of the Holy Spirit. So when you go to Mass, remember you go to Mass to praise God. St. Ignatius says we're created to praise God, to reverence God. So let's get in the habit of praising God, most especially through the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Letter C, A, C. C stands for contrition. So we offer Mass also telling God we're sorry for sin. Sin in general. Because so many people commit sins throughout the world. We ourselves are sinners. So in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, we want to beg God mercy and pardon for our sins and for the sins of the whole world. There's a very close connection between the Mass and the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. Because in the Chaplet of Divine Mercy we say, Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in atonement for our sins, our personal sins, but also for the sins of the whole world. So next time you go to Mass, tell God you're sorry for your sins. But also tell God you're sorry for the sins of your family members, but also for the sins of the whole world. So that's letter C, contrition. Begging God mercy for the many sins that have nailed Jesus Christ to the cross. Then the T stands for Thanksgiving. The word Eucharist actually means Thanksgiving. We should get in the habit on a daily basis of thanking God. What do we have in our lives that we have not received from God? God has given us life. God has given us health. God has given us family. God has given us friends. God has given us work opportunities. God has given us the church. God has given us the Eucharist. God has given us Holy Mass. God has given us mercy. God has given us confession. God has given us our guardian angel. God has given us the communion of saints. God has promised us eternal life. So we should cultivate an attitude of gratitude. The only thing that God has not given to us that we've chosen for ourselves is our own sin. God did not give us our sin, we chose that. But aside from that, all the good gifts, all the great gifts that we receive have come from God. So let us say with the psalmist, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And remembering the words of the great Dominican mystic, Meister Eckhart said this, the only prayer we ever said in our lives were the prayer of thanksgiving, that indeed would be enough. So A-C-T, which is thanksgiving. In the last letter, S stands for supplication. So we go to Mass and we beg the Lord for our many needs, for our many intentions. And here's a biblical verse that can help you out. It's taken from Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. What is that? Ask and you'll receive. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Because whoever asks, receives, whoever seeks, finds, whoever knocks at the door will be open. So we go to the Mass, we can go as St. Augustine says, we're all beggars before God. We should beg God for so many graces that we need on a human level, on an emotional level, on a moral level, and on a spiritual level. So there we have the letter supplication, getting in the habit of really begging the Lord for so many graces for ourselves as well as for the whole world. So if you don't remember the acronym, I've written the letters A-C-T-S. Now if you, that's not enough, I actually wrote the words. So there you have it. A stands for adoration. C stands for contrition. T stands for thanksgiving. And S stands for supplication. So we'd like to end by looking at the new pictures we have on the wall. We have a beautiful picture, if you have good eyes, of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Beautiful image in which Mary is pointing to her heart. Her beautiful Immaculate Heart, which is surrounded by roses, and a fire is coming out of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Then you can see, right next to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, you can see the Sacred Heart of Jesus. What you see there is Jesus blessing us. Jesus blesses those who has an image of the Sacred Heart and the Divine Mercy in their homes. But also, he's pointing to his heart. His heart is surrounded by thorns, which is symbolic of our suffering, of our sins. Then above, we can actually see fire. And that fire is the fire of the love of Jesus for us. So in conclusion, we want to find our solace in Holy Mass. We want to live out Holy Mass. We have to remember that acronym. Remember those four words, four letters. Hopefully you have that memorized by now. I've given you letters and I've given you actually the words. So A-C-T-S. Can you remember? Maybe you can say it along with me as you're watching me. And don't forget to share this with your friends. Don't forget. A. Adoration. C. Contrition. T. Thanksgiving. And S is supplication. So through the intercession of Mary, may God bless you with all peace, joy, long life, and eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Don't forget to share it. God bless you.